They were different from the ghosts we know. Because they lived in outer space, the sounds they made were different. Their sighing was different. Their moaning was different. Their crying was different. And they were sad at Halloween because they had nothing to do. No houses to haunt like our ghosts. No people to scare. There was none. No tricks to play except on each other. So they decided to discover a real Halloween. They glided and soared into space as only ghosts can. They saw something big and red which caught their attention, and so they landed on Mars. But there were only Martians there who looked like monsters and sounded like machines. All kinds of machines. Big ones that squeaked and bubbled. And tooted. And hummed. Small ones that blared and clattered. And whistled. And thumped.
Thump. 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 Thump.
The ghosts tried to scare them. They clanged chains. They sneaked around and made ghostly sounds. They screeched and they shrieked. But the Martians paid no attention. They were too busy being Martians and sounding like machines, squeaking and bubbling and whistling. And thumping. Besides, how can you scare a monster except by being nice? Which the ghosts didn't know how to be anyway. So they decided to take off once again in search of houses to haunt. And people to scare, and tricks to play. They glided and soared into space as only ghosts can. Then, suddenly, they saw a spaceship coming from the moon.
Ooh.
with green cheese, rocks, and astronauts in spacesuits who looked a little bit like people. So the ghosts thought they would follow along. Some of them hitched rides on the outside of the spaceship, and others rode moonbeams down. Soon they could see the people and the buildings, and soon they could hear the sounds of the earth. Kids playing. Parents working and scolding. Cars in traffic.
Hey, buddy, will you watch where you're going? Get out of the way.
And jack-o'-lanterns laughing because it was Halloween. The ghosts from outer space were happy. There were houses to haunt, and people to scare, and tricks to play. They made doors creak in the middle of the night like no doors ever creaked before. They made strange whistling noises outside windows as kids were going to sleep. They hid things that people needed and made things happen that nobody wanted to. But then, a really strange thing happened. All the ghosts of the earth became very unhappy and started complaining on the TV news because now no one was paying any attention to them. They were getting lonely, which wasn't right or fair, and everyone was scared only of the ghosts from outer space, who were different from the ghosts we know and made sounds like no other ghosts. Send them back to their star where they belong, some of the angry ghosts said. There isn't enough business to go around. Put them in a space capsule and blast them off the face of Halloween. And they decided to do just that. But the ghosts from outer space may have overheard them, for they simply disappeared. They were nowhere to be seen. Maybe they were disturbed at the bad manners of the ghosts of the earth. Maybe they just got tired of parents scolding and cars in traffic and all the pollution all the time and just flew away. Later, someone said two boys had tied rockets to the tails of their sheets on Halloween. Or maybe they just came to look around and then went home to prepare for the people who would come to their star in spaceships from the Earth one day soon. Whatever really happened, all you could hear at the end of that Halloween were the jack-o'-lanterns of the Earth laughing and laughing. And the faraway sounds of the ghosts of outer space gliding and soaring on the other side of the moon and out among the stars.
Say that we're okay, one of these days I could take my love away and you'd be left with all this pain. Is that okay?
Is that okay?
Or can I be the one to hold you down? People trying, but I think I'm found out how to be the one to hold you down. It won't be easy, but I'll tell you now. Baby, you got it all. You got the mind, body, spirit, and soul. Baby, you gotta know. You got the mind, body, spirit, and soul. Baby, you gotta know. You got the mind, body, spirit, and soul. Baby, you got it all. You got it all. Way you make my heart want every taste, every taste. Baby, don't play, it's never too late for you to say, can you take me all the way, all the way? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can I be the one to hold you down? People trying, but I think I'm found out how to be the one to hold you down. It won't be easy, but I'll tell you now. Baby, you got it all. You got them. You gotta know. You got them. You gotta know. You got the mind. Baby, you got it all. Say that we're okay, one of these days I could take my love away, and you'd be left with all this pain, is that okay?
Is that okay?
Or can I be the one to hold you down? People trying, but I think I'm found how to be the one to hold you down. It won't be easy, but I'll tell you now. Baby, you got it all. You got the mind, body, spirit, and soul. Baby, you gotta know. You got the mind, body, spirit, and soul. Baby, you gotta know. You got the mind, body, spirit, and soul. Baby, you got it all. You got it all. I want you in every way. You make my heart want every taste. Every taste. Baby, don't play. It's never too late for you to say. Can you take me all the way? All the way. Yeah, yeah. Can I be the one to hold you down? People trying, but I think I'm found. How to be the one to hold you down. It won't be easy, but I'll tell you now. Baby, you got it all. You got them. You gotta know. You got them. You gotta know. You got the mind.
Are dirty, and so are you. Where's
and gentlemen, don't be alarmed by the request I've been asked to make. The management assures you that no one will be harmed. A moment is all my announcement should take. Will the party hero owns the flying saucer? One that's double parked outside. Kindly step forward and own up to it. We've tried to budge it, but we just can't seem to do it. So if the party hero owns the flying saucer, we'll move it, we'll be gratified. Now, folks, you've really got no need to panic. I beg you, please don't get upset. We'd move it ourselves so we don't feel it, except for that hissing noise whenever we get near it. So if the party hero owns the flying saucer, we'll move it, we'll be in his debt. The thing is blocking traffic and arousing outraged cries. Pedestrians approaching it are dropping just like flies. We're not annoyed, and just to prove that everything is cricket, if you go out and move your ship, there'll be no parking ticket. So if the party hero owns a flying saucer, we'll send him to the street outside. He'll find his ship has sort of lost control. Good grief, it's swallowing Volkswagen's whole. Oh, if the party hero owns the flying saucer, we'll move it, I can get to my blast.
Let's go, ready? From the top.
Favorite shows on TV have 12 minutes of advertising.
I can't get behind that kind of time.
Eat quickly, drive faster, make more money now. I can't get behind that.
My kids say, he said to me, and I'm like, and he's like, and she's like.
It's all he's all, she's all.
I can't get behind that kind of, like, English.
That'll be 6 to 8 weeks before delivery.
The rising oceans, the warming temperatures.
The dying polar bears, no tigers in 50 years.
Rising poison in the air and water.
I can't understand why the price of gas suddenly rises when oil goes up.
But takes months to go down long after oil falls.
I can't get behind any of that.
I can't get behind the gods, who are more vengeful, angry, and dangerous if you don't believe in them.
Why can't all these gods just get along? I mean, they're omnipotent and omnipresent. What's the problem?
What's the problem? What about the men who say, do as I do? Believe in what I say for your own good, or I'll kill you. I can't get behind that.
I can't get behind that. Everybody knows everything about all of us.
That's too much knowledge.
I can't get behind that.
Yeah. What about student drivers using my streets to learn?
If you learn to play the drums, you gotta go to a studio. Go to a parking lot, for God's sakes! Why are you jeopardizing my life? I can't get behind a student driver!
I can't get behind a driver who drives like a student driver! If you're gonna drive an urban assault vehicle, then get off the phone and keep your eyes on the road!
Lifetime guarantee?
Whose lifetime? Not mine. I haven't that much time left. Let's make it yours. Everybody's got a longer life than me.
The leaf blowers.
Is there anything more futile?
Car alarms.
Clap off.
Clap on.
Spam.
Size matters.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it
no,
does.
It doesn't. No,
yes,
it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
My
yes,
phone
does.
Rings.
Make millions in minutes.
It's a computer.
Lose inches in hours.
Leave me the hell alone.
Eat more. Spend less.
The colonel is breakdancing. Give me a break.
Credit terms arranged.
I can't get behind any of that. I can't get behind so-called singers. They can't carry a tune. Get paid for talking. How easy is that?
Well, maybe I could get behind that.
Well, I can't. If you have to fix it with a computer, quantized, pitch corrected, and overly inspected, then you can't do it. And I can't get behind that.
I can't get behind a fat ass.
We're here with Larry Harvey, the managing director and toilet czar of Burning Man, asking him how we at Radio Valencia can not find ourselves having the same pitfalls in our community radio station that he's had managing the largest police presence in any city in North America. Larry, what do you have to say about...
Burning Man's famous because we've never attributed meaning to him. And that's done on purpose. If you're in an environment where you reverse the process of spectation and you're projecting, you're making the show, and you're projecting your vision. Now, I like to say that visions are things that are not defined by the light that falls upon them. They're defined by the light that radiates out of them. The artist and the mystic know this truth. So we've never attributed meaning to the man. He's blank. His face is literally a blank shoji-like screen, and the idea is, of course, that you have to project that onto him. You're responsible for the spectacle.
1263 clear. 1121 clear.
Does anybody have any questions?
2054 clear. 1B1 standby.
1220 Roger.
Imagine that you were put upon a desert plain, a space which in itself is so vast and blank that only your initiative can make of it a place. Imagine it's swept by fearsome winds and scorching temperatures. And only by your effort can you make of it a home. Imagine you're surrounded by thousands of other people, that together you form a city, and that within this teeming city there is nothing that's for sale.
1B1, okay, 7.
These challenging conditions represent the chief appeal of our utopian experiment. Black Rock City has grown from a hamlet of 80 people into a 5-square-mile civic entity, complete with a fire department, 2 daily newspapers, over 20 radio stations, a Department of Public Works.
2054 clear, 1B1, stand by.
Thank you, Larry, for your pearl of wisdom there. You know, when you have a way of, you can't do, thanks for, well, anyhow, enough of that. Now some of this.
Yeah. in your eye, a dream passing by in the sky. Oh, I don't understand.
Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
Listen to it.
Eclectic Dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
Sorry, we've drifted apart. Does your memory stray to that bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? You know, someone said the world is a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met, and I loved you at first glance. Oh, you read your lines so cleverly, and you never missed a cue. Then came Act Two. You seemed to change. You acted strange. Why? I'll never know. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me, and I have no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if you won't come back to me, they can ring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome too?
Tech is in the house.
Come on, come on. See it, see it. Come on, come on. See the solution. Come on, come on. See it, see it. Come on, come on.
Symantec Revolution. We're giving you sweet solutions. Symantec Revolution.
Our brands are known for quality, guaranteed to help you succeed. Yo, yo! Do we have the sweet PC anywhere? Can't be beat. Beat! Productivity is where we shine. Yo, Symantec rock, everything is fine. Come on, come on. See it, see it. Come on, come on. See the solution. Come on, come on. See it, see it. Come on, come on. To move ya What he says, I'm sure will groove ya. Semantics pro and fast, so come along. Our people are what makes us strong. In Sydney, Paris, and Orlando. Global consistency wherever you go. GLPs are proof, we know our stuff.
Nokia and Chevron think we're tough.
Come on, come on. See, see. Come on, come on. See the solution. Come on, come on. See, see. Come on, come on. Is hot, I'm telling you. Do we know e-commerce? You bet we do. Shelf space means the world to us. Cause our brands are causing quite a fuss.
Bang.
We're the leader in internet security. People trust our work implicitly. This worldwide conference is the proof. Semantics hot, hot, hot. So raise the roof. Come on, come on.
Symantec is in the house.
Come on, come on. See the solution. Come on, come on.
Symantec is in the house.
Come on, come on.
Six to 8 p.m. with Amy Lawless on Radio Valencia, Sounds of the Mission. This is Amy Lawless, and I approve this message.